Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
We're going to talk today about an article that came out in the Harvard Business Review on March 28th, 2018, called Women Experience More Incivility at Work, Especially from Other Women. Mm-hmm. Title's a little misleading because everybody experiences incivility at work, but women just take it a little differently. So what did you get out of the article, Catherine?
Well, I got so much out of the article, Kathy. One thing being that the fact that women reported experiencing more incivility from other women than from their male coworkers, but also, yeah, as you said, that everyone experiences a certain amount of it. And one of the things that I thought was interesting also is just the number of surveys that were involved in this, right? The number of people that they were able to survey was between 400 and 600, over 600 U.S. employees per study. And so it's several studies. So it's interesting because then we're saying that this is a real trend that's been, you know, what cross-referenced in terms of the audience. So that was interesting to me. I also thought it was really interesting that the men who experienced incivility didn't say it was more women or more men, that they felt it was fairly even, the distribution. Mm-hmm. How about for you? What caught your attention?
Well, what I really appreciated was how it pointed out that men and women were more accepting of men just playing different roles. So if men were sweet and kind, that was okay. They had no judgment. If they were harsh and demanding, that was okay too. That men had more leeway in the workplace, whereas when women showed up more with authority and more in leadership, that made a lot of other women uncomfortable.
Right.
So that women had a smaller scope of emotions or sides of themselves that they were allowed to show at work, and that be okay.
Right. Ooh. And that's so when women were more assertive, mm-hmm, that then they became targets of uncivil behavior from other women.
Right. And I found that fascinating and very, very sad at the same time.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's a reality that I've seen play out.
Well, so it reminded me of several things. One is Mean Girls at Work, our book, mm-hmm, right? And the fact that we wrote that based on being asked to address this very issue. Mm-hmm. Originally, I think it was among scientific female professionals. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing was that the book that we discovered as we were writing Mean Girls at Work in the company of women, where they talk about the power dead even rule. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where for a positive relationship to be possible between two women at work, the self-esteem and power of one must be, in the perception of both women, similar in weight to the power and self-esteem of the other.
Mm-hmm.
So that would mean dead even. So that means that whenever a woman then acts assertively, uses their authority, demonstrates power, then the other woman will see that as basically incorrect, inappropriate, like, who does she think she is behavior.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do we need? How do we address this?
By the way, that was supposed to be the title of Mean Girls at Work.
Right.
Who does she think she is?
Oh, really?
And the publisher changed it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's finally airtime for this kind of stuff and articles like this that show that, you know, that women have in a way been, I mean, there is some biological, which is what you're describing based on that book. But I also think there's, you know, there's room for discussion that women can be leaders, that women can be strong, and that other women will appreciate that, not appreciate it. And I think I've been the victim of that, because I can be very strong and I can do things that a lot of other people can't, and I have felt victimized by that. But yet, when it serves them, they're happy I can do it.
Yeah.
But when it, you know, otherwise it's a threat to a lot of other women, which is for me very annoying. And I feel it's definitely something that has to grow. Mm-hmm. I think women really have to grow and support other women. Otherwise, we're not gonna go to the places we want.
Yeah, well, right. I think civility is a good starting place, too.
And actually, civility, as they talk about in this article, is one of the really the least worst kind of behavior in the worst place. So it's really an interesting starting point, because it's just, you know, how nice are we?
Yeah.
And so it's simple to talk about. It's not really bad behavior.
Right. Mm.
But that it definitely erode people's relationship to the workplace when they don't feel it's a kind and nice workplace.
Well, and also that incivility has so much to do, certainly between women, with this concept of covert competition, right? Yeah. Like, I'm just going to be mean to you, or look you up and down, or say something smarmy because I can, and because I want to put you in your place.
Yeah.
So I think to me, one of the things that's really important is to, and that we discussed, I think, at length, and certainly in the interviews we did after Mean Girls at Work, is just to acknowledge, like, okay, the workplace is a competitive environment, and in essence, women need to learn how to compete outrightly rather than covertly with each other. And perhaps if we could acknowledge that more in a forthright manner, then we wouldn't have to do all this behind the scenes nasty
stuff. Well, also to learn that, you know, if a woman is bossier or more aggressive in a professional environment, that we want to get behind her, we want to support her, that we don't want to get mad at her, or not like her, because if you want to grow and you want to be a leader, then those are things that you're going to have to do also.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, really training our daughters and training ourselves to be more supportive of other women in positions of authority and making sure they get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard something really interesting, I think it was this morning, and I don't remember where. There's a new book out about, because there's about teachers and why teachers are underpaid.
Uh-huh.
And this was fascinating. It was that it was originally thought of as mostly for women, but it would be the second career in the household.
Right.
Because the husband would be earning a living. Therefore, they didn't have to earn much.
Right.
And they've never grown out of that.
Right.
That's fascinating, because it was a truth for not that long. Because right now, many teachers are the sole breadwinners of their families, or they are the breadwinner.
Yeah.
So I thought that was fascinating, that women have been playing a much smaller game for a long time. In the workplace.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the other piece of it is just if we put value in civility, period.
Yeah.
That seems to be something, generally speaking, there's a low rate of right now.
Yeah.
You know, and that could be something to create in terms of among the staff, some kind of policies. We were talking before about policies. You know, where you decide what are the terms of civility, how do we address each other? If you have a difference with someone, how do you approach that person? How do you handle situations if you don't like someone, what someone did or said or their attitude, in a way that is courteous rather than uncivil, incivil?
You talked about covert competition before among women. With men, is it different kind of competition? Is more outward competition?
Yes, overt.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one of the main differences between...
I mean, men can be covert, too.
Right, they can.
But they're more overt.
Yeah.
Because they're not afraid of it. They're not afraid of it.
Right. Right, well, and they're not afraid to say, I'm going to beat your ass. Sorry. I'm going to beat you at this. I'm going to win this.
Right.
Or our team is better than your team.
Right.
In the moment, because it's seen as competition directed at that specific thing, whereas for women, it's... tends to be, competition is much more personal.
Right.
So if someone is assertive or has strong opinions or says what's on their mind or takes charge at a meeting, then I, as the other woman, personally find that offensive.
Right.
You know, think of that she's overstaging me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the learning that we have to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
It's a very rich topic and one that is very timely, and there's a lot here to be discussed. But I just encourage women that are listening to support women in positions of authority.
Right.
Yeah. And don't perceive their strength as taking anything away from you.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, it may feel uncomfortable, but that's where you want to go to.
And I'll just say the shrinky thing for a minute, which is it will probably start with awareness. Like you mm-hmm. have to catch yourself feeling judgmental, feeling jealous, perhaps feeling competitive with someone who is being assertive or taking their authority. And then that's awareness. Then you have to accept that you're having these feelings. And then the action would be to act in the other direction, which is mm-hmm. to support that person, even if you're feeling a little jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime, and please be civil.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.